There are so many stories, and I'm sure people listening to this will think of things and how they save stamps for products. One school in Erie, Pennsylvania, saved up 5.4 million green stamps to buy a pair of gorillas for a local zoo.
There's millions of stories like that of what people did.
The big thing is it was a loyalty program, too, wasn't
that
it?
That was one of the first loyalty programs devised. You know, there's quite a few of them. Now, I think American Airlines Advantage program was kind of patterned after this or had the idea. It was a loyalty program.
So you'd buy $30 worth of groceries, then they'd give you X amount of stamps.
300 stamps,
yeah. And you'd find it in the bottom of your grocery sack and then save them for your book.
And usually the kids would get the job of putting those in the book. They'd lick them and stick them, they call it.
And the denominations, what were they?
Well, when we started, it was only a 10-cent stamp. Every time you bought a dollar, you got 10 stamps, a dollar's worth of product. I think it should have stayed that way. As a matter of fact, I caused one company to continue to do it that way. But the accountant started looking at it, and they think, boy, these stamps are costing us a lot of money. If we had a $10 stamp, that's twice as big, so we'd cut our cost by about 80%. Then they decided, well, if that works so well, we ought to have a $5 stamp, so they did that. My feeling was that when a customer made their purchase and they got all these stamps, they didn't realize that it's a 10-cent stamp or how much money it was. It just seemed like a lot of something. And perception is very important, I think.
Right.
So I think that it hurt the stamp industry when they went to the higher denominational stamps.
But the stamps were actually points, were they? I mean, it was points that they were getting.
Well, it's 10 points.
It was a point per dime is what they would get. Some merchants would give more stamps than another one.
They had trading stamp wars. I don't know if you can remember, but back before the first energy crisis, service stations were competing for business, and a lot of times they would give 2 stamps per dollar, and I've seen them give as high as 5 stamps per dollar. We had rolls of stamps at that time, and they could put them in a dispensing machine. They would crank those machines, and the stamps would come out, and they'd go down in the floor and fold up in the floor, you know, and they'd tear it off and hand them a whole wad of stamps. I thought that was better than high denominational stamps because they don't know how much they're getting. It just looked like a lot of something, and I thought that that was the way to do it.